right, two are left. Palmer back, throws end zone. Reese has got it. Touchdown, Raiders. Marcel Reese ran that route like it was going to be an outcut, and then he went down the sideline, and the Raiders now are going to go for two.
The ultimate respect in the NFL, they flex out the fullback, and they match him up, not with a linebacker, not with a safety, but a cornerback, and he still beats him down the sideline for a touchdown. He is a matchup nightmare, and he's here on the Silver and Black Show. How are you, Marcel? Welcome back.
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Tell me about that touchdown, because they put a corner on you, and you gave him a little out move, but then right down the sideline and caught a nice ball there.
Well, I never really worry about who's on me. I just try and go out there and make a play. And Carson does a great job of looking off safeties and playing out the defense and take what they give us. He threw a perfect ball, and I just made a play.
Does your mindset change at all, though, if you have a linebacker on you? Maybe you think, I need to be quick here. Well, and if you have a corner, maybe I need to fullback.
It does change a little bit because you have different mismatches against different personnel. When there's a linebacker, I may be faster and quicker than him, but when it's a smaller corner or safety, I may just have to use my body and box them out and just try and work to my strengths and make it easy for Carson.
All right. You obviously are a terrific Pro Bowl alternate fullback. We know about that skill set. And we know about you playing wide receiver at the University of Washington. Last week, you played tailback. You played running back. Have you ever played running back before on any level of football before last Sunday?
No, never played running back before. But when you're an athlete and you want to make plays and you want to help your team win, you do whatever's asked of you, and you try to do it to the best of your abilities.
For someone who's never done it, I mean, what is your mindset here? Like you're lead blocking and only you have the ball and you're running away? Or what are you thinking?
When you get the ball, run to the end zone. That's just a mindset of a playmaker. I never try and limit myself to doing one thing or two things. Just go out there and do whatever's asked of me, and when the ball gets in my hands, go for the end zone.
All right, how did you think you did last week? You had 13 carries in the game. Just the running back part of it, how did you think you did?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. It's never enough when you don't win. So nothing else matters. It's numbers, it's stats. You know, if you run for 300 yards in a game and you don't win, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. So, if I help this team get wins, then I think I did okay.
Okay, what can you learn from that game that you can apply this Sunday against New Orleans, just as far as running the ball?
You can learn a lot because there's always yards left on the field, and you go back and you think that you can be a little more patient in this run here or maybe be less patient in other runs. So you just go back and dissect yourself and the team and the scheme, and you go try and fix the mistakes.
Did it matter to you at all if you were lined up in a single back or if you had Owen Schmidt with you and you were lined up, you know, he's offset a little bit. Did that change your thinking at all?
No, not at all. I mean, it's always good to run behind someone, especially like Owen, but it doesn't change your mindset. You just go, you get to your spot and you make your cut and you go.
You know, I was reading leading up to the game when they were talking about you going from fullback to running back that you ran a 4.42 at your pro day in Seattle. And I thought, what? Fullback running a 4.42? But your body has changed a lot since those days.
No.
The same? Could you run a 4.42 right now?
Waking up out of bed.
We got 40 yards in this studio. Could run a 4.42 right now?
Waking up out of bed, I would run a 4.4.
So you are the fastest fullback I think that God has ever created.
Just a playmaker, just going out there. I've been running my whole life.
How does your body feel after the 13 carries, and you also got 7 out of the backfield catches? So you touched the ball 20 times last week. How does your body feel after that?
You always feel sore. I mean, it feels like week whatever it is. I don't know, 11 or something. It feels like that week. You know, you're always sore. And, as a veteran, you do the things that you need to do to take care of your body. And on Saturdays, you feel great.
And you got to stay healthy. Do me a favor. Stop jumping in the air to jump over defenders. You're not like Edwin Moses or anything. What are you doing here?
I'm just making plays. I can't control myself out there. You know, I play with a lot of passion for the game. I play with a lot of excitement and emotion. And, some people cringe. My mom calls me all the time. She hates it.
But
I go out there and I just play football.
Yeah. All right. And you can soar like the best of them. You're incredible. All right. Yeah, tell me about the mood of the football team. You've been around here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
After back-to-back wins, it looked like, you know, maybe back to .500, got a challenge for the division. And then the last 2 weeks, obviously, a setback there. Where are you guys at right now at 3-6?
Right now, we're a team that is that's fighting. You know, we're trying to fight back, and we know that our season isn't over yet. And we have a lot of fighting to do. We have a lot of football to be played. And there's ups and downs in each game, and there's ups and downs in each season. You just got to fight through them. That's what the great teams do.
All right. We are going to talk to Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, coming up in the next segment, so we'll find out about the mood on both sides of the football. You know that Darren McFadden, the great running back, is tight with Ice Cube. Have you heard that?
Have you seen the picture of them together?
Yeah, I have.
They take a lot of pictures together. They're actually on a soda can together.
Darren, yeah. Run DMC.
I don't drink soda,
with Ice Cube,
but
there.
I have the can up in my house.
Well, the Pepsi Anthem song, which are you mentioning that song, by the way?
I don't think so.
Don't think
we got to talk
are.
To Ice Cube about that.
You're
right.
You're well behind me on the pecking order. Marcel, thank you. We're going to hear from Dennis Allen coming up, but first we're going to hear Ice Cube and Run DMC and the Pepsi Anthem.
You're seeing your game self?
So this shot, like, sun's over there, Oakland's behind you, right? So they're playing off of each other and representing Oakland.
Raider Nation, baby, Raider Nation. Hey, can I get a football? Or...
Locked in there.
They see me with a weak hand on, they gonna know I ain't played the game at all.
Ain't none of that, none of that.
It's in there. To work with my man DMC right here, you know what I'm saying, who's one of the best running backs in the league. You know, it's like, man, come on, I could die tomorrow, man. Everything is good. Believe that. Always and forever.
Coming up, our weekly conversation with Raider head coach Dennis Allen on the Silver and Black Show.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, and we're going to get there.
Raider Nation. Raider Nation. Raider Nation. And I approve this message. Don't need no invitation. No. We are that Raider Nation. Yeah. We rock that black and silver. Rock, we rock. Make them shake and shiver.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Let's throw a bomb on first down. Let's throw a bomb on every down. First we score, then we clap. Fun. Look around. Nobody loud as a Raider crowd. Nobody proud as a Raider crowd. NFL, how you like me now? Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby.